on the call, the head coach of the JMU Dukes, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Cignetti.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A impressive performance from your team in your home opener. You beat St. Francis 44-7. Give me your impressions on how your team played.
Good team effort. I thought we played physical. Offensively got the ball, went 75 yards in eight plays, so scored right off the bat. Defensively, there were 10 drives, three and out, if you count the last drive of the first half, which was two plays, which is pretty incredible. I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen that before. You know, we really took it to them on defense and, just one on the line of scrimmage, put pressure on the quarterback, got him off the field. They were 2 for 14 on third down. So, you know, it was great effort. It wasn't totally clean. There were some missed assignments. The first two plays of the game, we had missed assignments. Offensively, we ran the ball well. We completed 20 out of 25 passes for three touchdowns. We had five straight drives. We scored, but three of the five scores were field goals. We got to get better in the red area scoring touchdowns. We should have scored touchdowns on at least two of the drives, and it was just a lack of execution. Special teams was pretty clean, except for a punt return that we almost muffed. We had four kickoff coverages. We tackled the guy inside the 20.3 net punt. That team was really good on field goal PAT. So it was a good team win. We got to play a lot of guys, but we still have a lot to clean up.
We got several media questions in queue. If you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Greg Mundia with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Kurt, you used all four of your tight ends this past Saturday. Cheatham caught a touchdown. Stapleton had three catches. Drew made his first catch, his college career. What does that depth give you, that depth at that position give you offensively? Does it give you some more options? How do you kind of look at that tight end position after this week?
Yeah. Well, Dylan's been playing very consistently from the spring, fall, and throughout. It's good to see him get involved in the pass game. You know, he's a high-effort guy. He's very dependable. You know, Drew Painter's been coming on as the number two tight end, and Nick Carlton's played a lot of football, as has Clayton Cheatham. So, we do mix up our personnel groupings and having the ability to, get four wide or three wides or two wides, two tight ends. Just there's more we can do. So we've got some pretty good depth there, and hopefully we continue to develop that package and those guys continue to get better and stay involved in the game plan.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Radio Harrisonburg.
Coach, how are you?
Doing good.
Let's talk about your safeties. Four of your five top tacklers were from the safety position. What are you seeing out of these guys? As you said about your tight ends, you're using a mix of personnel, seeing MJ Hampton out there a lot in particular. What are you seeing out of your guys on the back end of your defense?
Yeah, well, Wayne Davis came in, he re-sprained his ankle a little bit against West Virginia. He did start, but Sam Kidd came in and played, was actually our leading tackler, and only played 14 plays. But, MJ Hampton's been splitting duties in boundary safety with Amos and, of course, Adam Smith to the field is sort of the quarterback of the defense and makes a lot of calls. Then we go nickel and dime. We have the opportunity to get a few more guys into the game. But we've had pretty good safety play up to this point, and hopefully we can just keep them healthy and keep them on the field and continue to get better.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from the line of Wayne Epps with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Coach, Brandon Polk is a guy who you talked about in the preseason as having high football IQ. He's a versatile guy. You can put him in a lot of different places. What's been your assessment of him? Now two games in, been your leading receiver, about 16 yards a catch. How do you kind of assess what he's shown these first two games?
Yeah, he's had two productive games in a row, and he's a smart guy. He's got a feel for the game. He also, along with Jawan Hamilton, returns kicks for us. So, I think he had six catches for almost 100 yards, 95 yards in this last game, and played well against West Virginia, too. So he's got really good speed. He's been catching the ball really well. Of course, we're a little shorthanded out there right now without Riley Stapleton, for one more game. So he stepped up. And his contributions have been huge. We get the ball on reverses, fly sweeps, and you can use him a lot of different ways.
Okay, and then, you know, I know you want, you know, kind of additional production in the red zone. You mentioned maybe there's a little bit of lack of execution there on Saturday. What things you maybe need to clean up there to kind of, you know, turn those field goals into touchdowns when you get down in the red area?
It really was just execution. I mean, you know, we're third and one on one drive, and we're getting big people. We had three tight ends on the field, and the tight end at the point of attack that was off the ball slipped coming out of the stance, which allowed penetration, and we had a three-yard loss. And then the drive before the half, you know, on third and one at the one, it's a design run, and, you know, the quarterback pulled the ball. There's really not a read there. We walk in the end zone, and then the next play we ran a fade, had a guy wide open and just missed him. So it's just kind of getting guys to do their job, and they're not really hard plays, pretty simple things. And I think that's the story of our team, really, is, you know, there's moments we play really well, but, you know, our consistency and performance can still improve.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question is from the line of David Driver with the Washington Times.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What are some of the challenges with Morgan State? You know, they only have one game to go by for film. You know, they had a bye week. And also, they only ran like 40 offensive plays against Bowling Green. Does that present any challenges?
Yeah, I think it does. You know, they didn't have spring football, so they've had limited practice. They went into the opener. Now they've had 2 weeks to kind of assess where they are as a team. And, you know, they've got a new quarterback on offense. And defensively, you know, when you look at them last year, you know, there were some games where, you know, they blitz almost every play. And a lot of it is high-risk blitz, you know, where they're just playing straight man with no deep help. And now against Bowling Green, you know, Bowling Green came out a lot of two tight end sets. There's not many three receiver sets or four receiver sets. And, you know, they're a little bit more base. They've settled down a little bit. They've got a guy deep in the middle of the field or two deep safeties. So, you know, the challenge is more in terms of preparation. You know, who are they going to be? What are they going to be? Is it going to be more like they played Towson and Albany last year, where it was a lot of house blitz press coverage? And they played those two teams, you know, fairly well. They lost Albany by three and then, you know, came back and beat a ranked A&T team 2 weeks later, 2 years in a row they beat them. So it's sort of the unknown. And, you know, usually when you're in a situation like that, you kind of go back, what are the things we do well? Let's execute those.
Great. Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it.
Kurt, you guys, 295 yards on the ground. You continue to use a variety of backs, as you've talked to us about doing. But Solomon Van Horst, the freshman rookie of the week, 86 yards and two touchdowns in just one half, and was the starter out of the gate. What do you like about what he's doing that appears to make him sort of the leader of the pack, at least at this point?
Yeah, well, you know, he's not a real big guy, but he packs a punch. He's got excellent speed, quickness, and vision, and got a real feel for the game. So, you know, he's been doing this since spring, fall camp, and, you know, his first run Saturday was a 30-yard run, and the touchdown run was very impressive. You know, he broke a couple tackles, spun out, and scored from about 9 yards out. He's got really good hands, too. He's very smart. And, you know, playing running back is, you know, it's about moving those chains and making people miss, and, you know, he's doing a great job. All the other guys are doing a good job, too. And, you know, we're fortunate to have four players of that quality because, you know, as you know, that position can change real fast. Got a couple other guys in our program, too, that, you know, need to stay ready because you just don't ever know. But, you know, Solomon had 14 carries. Juwan had 9. Percy had 11. Austin had 10. And then we got Eric Kerbu in for 3. So, you know, that's 47 carries at the tailback position, and you want to divvy those up and try to keep those guys healthy throughout the season.
All right, Kurt, thanks as always for taking time with us this morning. Good luck Saturday against Morgan State, and look forward to talking next Monday.
Thank you, Rob.